The possibility that Amazon might come to Pittsburgh has led to soul searching about who would benefit. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause and Chris Potter report tension was on display this week at a conference where Mayor Bill Peduto sketched out a plan to prepare for rapid growth.
The annual P4 conference focuses on making development equitable and environmentally sustainable. But outside the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, the message of three dozen protesters was more blunt. This winter, Pittsburgh was selected as one of 20 cities vying to be home to Amazon's second headquarters, or HQ2. That could bring 50,000 new high-paying jobs to the city, which sounds good, but skeptics are worried that the influx of so many tech workers could force lower-income people out of Pittsburgh. Laura Weens is a public transit activist who opposes the Amazon bid. She says people have already been squeezed out of the city, away from public transit and their jobs.
If you think about how a couple hundred tech jobs coming to East Liberty stimulated the real estate market and pushed out, in particular, Black families, but low-income folks out of East Liberty in this incredible way over the last couple of years, imagine that times 50 or 100.
Are there any policies in place to prevent that?
There aren't.
That's Mayor Bill Peduto. He says the city doesn't have the money to cope with current needs, let alone the rapid change Amazon's arrival could bring. That's why he says the city needs a new model, which he's tentatively calling One Pittsburgh.
What we're creating is a community-based social benefit fund that will empower those that are working every day to make life more equitable in Pittsburgh.
The idea is corporations, foundations, the large nonprofits, they'd all kick in money to tackle the big problems facing the city, such as hunger or the need for universal pre-K. Ideally, Amazon would pitch in too, maybe through One Pittsburgh or maybe some other way. Peduto says he won't offer more specifics about the city's bid.
The last thing I'm going to do is let Boston know, or let Philadelphia know, and then allow them to say, we'll do the same thing.
The One Pittsburgh plan is still under construction, so it's not clear who would decide how the organization would spend its money. Jennifer Raffinen Kennedy of activist group Pittsburgh United wonders what the public's role will be.
We want to be able to say, this is our vision for our city, and this is how we want this money to be spent, and we are going to hold you accountable to make sure that we get the city that we deserve.
An approach like One Pittsburgh isn't a new idea. Fresno, California released its proposal to land Amazon's second headquarters, and in it, they suggested creating a similar body to spend the expected tax money. Amazon would have held half the board seats. Activists like Helen Gerhart worry that approach risks turning Pittsburgh into a company town, where the employer holds all the power, like the steel towns of old.
We lose democratic control, accountability, transparency. We see that with the bid. Of course, we're not even allowed to see what's in it.
A recent Elon University poll of Pittsburgh area residents suggests not everyone is worried. In fact, 83% of respondents said they were either somewhat or strongly supportive of Amazon coming to Pittsburgh. The survey, though, polled southwestern Pennsylvania residents, not just those in the city.
Peduto says the city is working up its One Pittsburgh agreement with foundations, nonprofits, and others, but it won't be presented to the public for another few months.
I'm Chris Potter.
And I'm Margaret J. Krause for 90.5 WESA News.